It's continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg girls basketball with head coach Brady Driscoll, a 79-44 road victory here over New Hampton. You never know what you're going to get out of these Saturday games, right? But your team shot the ball really well here this afternoon. 50% overall, 42% from three-point range, 12 of 28. So when it comes to, you know, this game, what are your thoughts on how your team was able to really just take control and not leave much doubt here in this one?
Yeah, you know, after the first quarter, I wasn't sure what to expect because they came out. They're a pretty good three-point shooting team as well, and they hit. I think the first quarter, all they hit was threes. I think they might have had 15 points and five threes. So luckily, you know, Eva, especially early on, got us going with some threes. And then Ava, when Eva came out, Ava stepped in and made some threes. So it was a really good team effort, too. I think, you know, 12 threes, and I don't know if anybody had more than four, maybe not even more than three. But, you know, group effort, everyone out there can pretty much shoot it. So, you know, especially after that first quarter, defensively, we locked up a little bit and played pretty well.
And five players in double figures with a career-high 20 points for Eva Walker. So she had some great drives to the lane. She had four three-pointers. I believe she had them tied for the most three-pointers on the team with four of them made here today. But, man, when it comes to what she was able to do in leading the team here and scoring this afternoon, what can you say about how she was able to really take control?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, she doesn't look for her shot that often, but she's more than capable of knocking them down. So when she's looking for her shot and feeling pretty good, that's a really good thing for us because she's a pretty good shooter, puts in a lot of work on it. And then driving too, you know, when she's knocking down shots, people fly out at her pretty quick, and then she's pretty quick first step and get into the lane, and she'll hit floaters consistently too or dump it off. So, you know, it all starts with her shooting, and when she's knocking down shots early, that's a very good sign for us.
And I'm sure it's happened before, but not very often that you have five players in double figures, right? How cool is it to say that you were able to get that accomplished here today?
Yeah, you know, it makes it a tough scout, I think. We don't even know who's going to, you know, score for us. You know, last night I think Colby had 20, and then Eva had 11, then Eva again tonight with 20. And, yeah, we had two kids with 13 too. So, was that Eva and
Peyton close for 12, Peyton runs 10.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty evenly distributed scoring. And then, you know, when we can get fast breaks and runouts like that too, you know, Emma and Quinlan might not have scored a whole bunch of points, but with them at the top of the press and getting hands on a lot of balls leads to a lot of runouts and both unselfish. So they're finding people on the offensive end in fast breaks. So, yeah, when we're all clicking like that, it's pretty fun basketball.
And then just going back to last night briefly as well, that one was an even bigger blowout than it was here today. But 60-16, you were able to take care of business, looked like pretty quickly against East Marshall right away from the jump.
Yeah, very good first quarter for us defensively especially. You know, anytime you can hold somebody scoreless in a quarter, you feel pretty good. And then we shot it, or, you know, more layups and stuff like that against them. We didn't shoot it all that well actually from three. I think we only made two maybe. But definitely capable and had good looks, just didn't fall, whereas they fell tonight for us. But, yeah, last night, you know, when you can get out on a big lead like that early and kind of put it away early, that makes it, you know, a fun game for us too.
All right, and three wins to start off the new year here, 2025, and back to a more normal schedule here, starting up with a really big one next week at Denver on Tuesday night. Certainly looking forward to that one. What's it going to take here on Tuesday against a Denver team that out of the rankings now, but I know they've been in those IGHSAU Class 2A rankings, so one of those teams that, man, if you're able to win this one, it would be huge for you guys' resume.
Yeah, well, I think they're still in. I think Hudson dropped.
Hudson, and then, that's right.
And then
yep.
Denver's still in. Had some close games they have at the beginning of the year. But, yeah, I mean, they're tall. They're physical. I think they're probably top three in Class 2A in rebounds. So, obviously, boxing out and keeping them off the glass is going to be important for us. I haven't seen too much of them on film yet, but it's a lot of the same players from last year. I mean, they're all juniors, I think. So, yeah, they're a very good team and well-rounded. Be a battle for us for sure.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here today?
No, just happy we came away with the win. JV, too, shorthanded. I mean, we only played five kids in the JV game, some sickness going around. So, hopefully we can get healthy these next 2 days. Then get back to it. JV held them scoreless or without a field goal.
Right? Yep.
They won 33-1. So with five kids, that says a lot about our kids too. With the five that were healthy enough to make it. So proud of the effort by both groups today.
All right, that's AP coach Brady Driscoll. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch you Tuesday in Denver.
You betcha.